Appreciate you being faithful to the house of God. I was thinking while Brother Whistler was testifying about the crying out to the Lord, and I don't have the exact number, but in my studying I found that there is over 100 times that people cried to the Lord in the Bible. And every time God answered. Amen. Over 100 times, and every time God answered. Amen. Let me ask you, has there ever been a time that you've cried to the Lord and He hasn't answered? No, there hasn't been. And we know that He will not forsake us. He will not quit answering. He will not turn a deaf ear to us. Amen. You know, sometimes, and we read this in the book of Isaiah, they thought that God was deaf. You remember that? And in Isaiah, maybe in 56 or something like that chapter, he said, listen, it's not that my ear is heavy that I can't hear you. It's not that my arm is too short that I can't reach you. He said, it's just that your sins have put such a separation between me and you that I can't help you anymore. It's not that God doesn't hear us. It's just that we don't cry, or we're not in the position to cry. And I'd like to be in the position to cry to Him, wouldn't you? Amen. And I know that He is faithful to answer every need we have. Hallelujah. Once again, we're glad you're here. And I know where many are tonight and the situation there. But we appreciate you being faithful to the house of God. And I'm looking for the Lord to help us. I trust that you've came expecting, and you're ready to receive what God has. Amen. Have you ever went anywhere, maybe to eat, and you were already full? Have you ever done that? Maybe you ate a snack and you were still full, and when it came time to eat, and you didn't feel like eating at that time when the meal was set before you, and you thought, oh, I just can't eat anymore. Well, I've been in a position like that before, and I'm afraid that many times we get like that spiritually, to where we feel like we're so full with everything else that we just can't have any more of God. And sometimes we've just got to lay everything else aside and say, Lord, I'm making room right now that I can receive what you have for me. Amen. And so in the next minute or two here, why don't we just start laying everything aside and say, Lord, now I'm ready to be filled with your precious touch and with your sweet spirit. Hallelujah. We want to look into the Word of God tonight. And we're going to look in the book of John and in the book of Matthew. And we'll just go right into the Word of God, I think. Hallelujah. Just see what the Lord has for us tonight. Let's look here in John chapter number 7. John chapter number 7. We're also going to look in Matthew chapter number 5. I want to say thank you for everything that's been done for us. We appreciate it. May God bless you. And thank you as well again for being here. Thank you for giving in the offerings. There's so much that we ought to thank you for. We appreciate it very, very much. Amen. Something else I want to thank you for and encourage you to continue, and that is your praying in the altars. Amen. I was glad to see some last night just praying and seeking the face of the Lord. And that's really where the answer is and where the help of revival is, right? Is here at the altar. And your pastor made a comment last night, and I thought about this afterward, but he was encouraging you to move from the pew and come to the altar. In the Old Testament, we find that there was a place called the mercy seat. And the mercy seat was where God met with man. In the New Testament, we find that it's an altar. It's an altar where God meets with man. And so that's why we have these wooden benches here, is we call them an altar. Really, it means a meeting place. A place where God comes down and man comes too. And they meet together. And there is a touch right there. And you go away a different individual. So I appreciate you praying, and I want to encourage you to do so even tonight. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Amen. All right. John chapter 7, verse number 37 is where we're going to start. And then we're going to turn back to Matthew chapter 5. And we'll just read these together. John chapter 7, verse number 37. If you have it, say amen. Amen. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Verse number 39, if you'll notice, is in parentheses. He's given us a little explanation. He said, but this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Notice in verse number 38 it said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit which they that believe on him should receive. I want to preach to you tonight about receiving the river. Receiving the rivers of living water. Amen. Would you pray with me again tonight? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity and privilege to be in the house of God. We ask, O Lord, that you would add your blessing, your anointing to the reading and the preaching of the Word of God. Lord, would you just center our minds and our attention here upon the Scripture and upon the service. I pray, God, that you would move around the altar, feeding and satisfying the soul longing that we have. We ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 6, the writer said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Praise God. For they shall be filled. I wonder, have you ever felt an intense thirst? Maybe you've been working in the garden. Maybe you've been out, you men, working in your yard or cutting wood or mowing grass or doing any number of things. And all of a sudden you feel this intense thirst. You feel dry. And your thought immediately goes to whatever your favorite beverage is, whether it be water or some kind of soda or iced tea. It doesn't matter what it is, but your attention, your mind goes to that because there is a longing inside of you, a thirst inside of you for something to satisfy that need in your body. Well, now we read here about these individuals that he said, if any man thirst. You see, there is a difference in being dry and being thirsty. You can be dry and not experience that thirst. But if you are ever in that position, there is a real problem in your life. And the problem is this. Either number one, you're dead, or number two, you're about ready to die. Because if you do not have that longing, that desire, that thirst, as we call it, in the physical, then your body is drying out, dehydrating, and it will soon be dead. You have got to have that desire, that longing, that thirst in your heart and in your soul. You've got to have it. If you do not have that thirst, you will die. Amen. Jesus is standing here on this day, and he's watching something that is going on. Notice it is the last day, the great day of the feast. And we know that this is the Feast of Tabernacles. During the Feast of Tabernacles, they had a routine that they went through. And every morning during that feast, there was a priest. And he would walk from the temple all the way down to the Pool of Siloam. He would walk down there, down the street, holding in his hand a vessel. And he would take that vessel and would dip it in the Pool of Siloam, and then would turn around and walk back to the temple. When he got to the temple at the altar, he would take that little vessel of water and he would pour it out on the ground, just a little pitiful trickle of water. And Jesus apparently had watched this for 7 days in a row. And on the eighth day, now he's standing there watching it. And the Bible said on that last day, that eighth day of the feast, Jesus had watched this as long as he could. And he realized that what they were doing was not going to satisfy. He realized that what they were doing was a form. It was dry, even though it involved water. It did not quench thirst. It did not help people. And finally, he stood up in all of his emotion and he said, hey, if any man really is thirsty, let him come to me. If you're thirsty, it's not at the pool. If you're thirsty, it's not down there in the ritual. If you're thirsty, it's not
not over there, but it's right here with me. Amen. He said, I've got a river of living water that you can receive in your life. Amen. Oh, let me preach to you for a minute here and tell you that tonight, if you're dry in your soul, if you have not been experiencing the refreshing of the Holy Ghost, that there is still a river of life that can flow out of you. It flows from heaven. It flows through us and reaches out to the world. Amen. Oh God, we need to have that desire for the river of God to flow through our life. Amen. Amen. You realize that there is a lot of dry as dust religion today? There are a lot of individuals that are in church, but they have no power in their life. Yes, they go through the motion. Yes, they come and sit in the church pew. Yes, they may even come to the altar and kneel, but there is no river in their life. There is no power of the Spirit moving. There is no anointing of the Holy Ghost flowing. There is nothing in them that has made a change. Amen. That's what Jesus was looking at on that day. He said, don't go to the ritual. Don't go over there to that. But come to the river. Amen. Don't go down there to the dry as dust. But come up here to the power. Come up here to the real thing. Amen. Oh yes, many today are going away to the wrong. But they need to come back to the right. And find the rivers of living water. And let the Spirit of God flow. Let me ask you here. How long has it been since you've been saturated? Since you've been flooded over by the river? How long has it been since you've come into the house of God with an intense thirst in your body spiritually, saying, God, I've got to have a touch. Lord, I'm dry and I'm thirsty. I need help, Lord. I need a refreshing. I need a reviving of your Spirit. Lord, I'm not satisfied with being dry, but I'm thirsty for a touch of God. Amen. Let me preach to you about the thirst here tonight. First of all, I want to tell you about thirst, that it is instinctive. You do not have to be told how to be thirsty. Nobody has to give you a class. This is how you are when you're thirsty. It is an instinct in our body. It is a natural desire. Amen. When a baby is born, you do not have to teach that baby how to drink. You do not have to teach it how to be thirsty. There is something within that child that it knows when it is in need. And it will begin to give out a cry. It will begin to lift its voice up. And with all of its crying, what it's saying is, I'm thirsty. I'm hungry. I need something. Amen. Oh yes, we may not understand that cry, but the mom and dad understand the cry. And friend, when we get thirsty in ourselves, when the instinct rises up, Lord, I've got to have a drink, and we begin to cry out to God, our Heavenly Father knows what we're crying out. Amen. We may not understand it. Nobody else in the church may understand it, but you know and God knows, I'm thirsty for a touch of God. Amen. We read in the Bible in Psalm chapter 42, David said, my soul thirsts for God. In Psalm 63, he said, oh God, my soul thirsteth for thee. In Psalm 143 in verse 6, he said, my soul thirsts after thee like a thirsty land. I've got to ask you tonight, are you thirsty for the river? Are you longing for that? Do you have that instinct within you that every day when you get up, Lord, I've got to have a drink of you. Lord, I've got to have a touch of the river of life. I don't want to go today with no river. I don't want to go today with no spring flowing out of my life. But today I'm thirsty, Lord. I have an instinctive desire within me for the touch of God. Are you crying out for your Creator? Or are you satisfied where you are? Are you longing for the Lord? Or are you satisfied where you are? Are you pleading for His presence? Or are you content to go on in the same condition that you're in? Instinctive desire. Not only is thirst instinctive, but secondly, thirst is intense. They tell me that there is no other physical desire that is as strong as that of thirst. We know that you can go about 40 days, maybe a little longer, without food. But they say without drink, without water, 3 days, and you would normally be dead. 3 days. No other desire, no other need in your body is as strong as the need for water. Amen. Yes, that's it, friend. Now we look here at the spiritual side of it and we find that our thirst is to be intense. Yes, we must get a spiritual drink every day of our life. Amen. I like what one preacher said. He said, I know you've got the economy model and you think you can go a week on one drink. But he said, I'm a gas guzzler and I've got to have a drink every morning of the Spirit of God. Friend, that's the way we ought to be. Amen. I know you think you can get enough on Sunday morning to last you till next Sunday. But not true, friend. If you're really sold out to God and you're ready to receive the rivers of living water, you're going to be hungry every day. You're going to be thirsty every day. You're going to desire Him. You're going to have that longing within you. Lord, I must have another drink. I must have another blessing. I've got to have the power. I've got to have the anointing. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us. Too many times we come to church and it becomes a routine to us. It becomes a formal thing to us. And there's no desire in it. There's no seeking in it. It's just something to fill the evening. Oh, but when you are really thirsty for God, there is a longing, a desire. Lord, I've got to have help. Lord, I've got to have an answer. Lord, I've got to have the river of living water flowing in my soul. Amen. Do you feel that tonight? Do you feel that intense longing for the Spirit of God? Let me show you one more thing. Not only is it intense, not only is it instinctive, but also we find that it is individual. Individual. That means that you must have the thirst. If you're thirsty tonight, let me just put it to you this way. If you would like to have a drink of anything right now, raise your hand. Boy, wouldn't it be nice? Cold cup of water. Wouldn't it be nice? Maybe some ice in it. The young ones back there still got their hand up. Lord, I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. Quit preaching, man, so we can go home and get some water. Yeah, we've got that desire. Well, that's what I'm talking about. You are thirsty right now. You raised your hand and said that. Well, let me tell you, I'm thirsty too. But if I would pick up this cup of cold water here and I would drink it, would it satisfy your thirst at all? Would it help you? Would it meet your need? No, it would probably make it worse, wouldn't it? Because you'd think he's getting a drink and I can't have one. And everybody would want to get up and go to the water fountain. And that is what I'm trying to say. It is an individual thing. Amen. If I'm thirsty, then I've got to go get the drink. If you're thirsty, you've got to go get the drink. If you're desiring something from God, you've got to go and get it. If you want help in your situation, if you want a healing in your body, if you want a refilling of the Holy Ghost, if you want a miracle done on your behalf, you've got to go get it. You cannot rely on anybody else. He said, if any man thirst, let him come. Amen. Not let another come. Not let your brother come. But you come. Friend, if you want a touch of God tonight, you can have it if you'll do it. Amen. If you want the Holy Ghost, you've got to get up and go get it. Amen. If you want a blessing in the revival, you've got to make the effort. You've got to get up from where you are and go get it. It's individual. If you want the touch, then you've got to go after it. Not only look at the thirst tonight, but also I want to look at the supply. I'm glad to tell you something. If you're thirsty, there is a supply tonight. If you're desiring something from God, it is available. Hallelujah. God did not say, if any man thirst, too bad. If any man thirst, there's nothing I can do for you. But He said, if any man thirst, let him come unto Me and drink. Amen. Oh, you can receive, is what He's saying. A river of living water. You can receive. I've already got it. Amen. First of all, let me tell you about the supply. It was acquired before there was a demand. In other words, the supply was there before you ever got thirsty. Before Jesus ever stood up and said, if any man's thirsty, let him come. He already had the supply. Before there was thirst, there was water. And before there was desire, there was provision. And before, friend, you got thirsty in your soul, God had already provided. The Holy Ghost is ready. The river is there. He said He's speaking about the Spirit that they would receive later. Oh, God, help us. We're in the later time. We're here to receive it tonight. It's available for us. He's already got it ready. He's already prepared the meal. He's already chilled the drink. It's there ready for you to take if you want it. Secondly, the supply is adequate for the demand. Amen. Look what He said. If any man thirst, let him come, and out of his belly shall flow rivers. Rivers. That means there's so much that you cannot contain it in one man. If any man, that means if any, that means if he wants it in her and all of you and everybody else, you can all come and there's enough for a river to flow out of every one of us. Amen. There is an adequate supply. Amen. Oh, let me tell you that the reservoir of the Holy Ghost has never run dry. And as much as you want, you can have. As much as you need, you can get. Amen. You might have come in here tonight and you say, Lord, I need so much, but I came to tell you there's enough for everybody to get satisfied. Nobody has to go away. It's a river. It's a river of living water. Are you ready to receive it? Are you ready to drink from it? Are you ready to be blessed? Did you come thirsty? Then you can go away satisfied because there's enough for everybody. Amen. Let me show you one more thing and I'll be done. Notice what He said. If any man thirst, let him come. Come. The supply is acquired. The supply is adequate. And the supply is accessible. God did not put up a fence and say, here it is, but you can't get to it. But He opened up the doors and said, if any man's thirsty, come. Ain't that what He said to Zacchaeus I preached about last night? Come here, Zacchaeus. Amen. That's the same thing He said about the river of living water. If any man's thirst, let him come. If anybody has a desire, let him come. Amen. Isaiah chapter 55 in verse number 1. He said, ho, everyone who thirst, come. Hallelujah. In Revelation 22, He said, let him that is athirst come. Amen. That's the only requirement. If you're ready to receive, then you've got to come. If you're thirsty, all you've got to do is get up from where you are and come to the river. Amen. The river is flowing. Ezekiel saw it flowing out of the throne room of heaven. It flowed all the way out. Amen. Until it was up to his ankles and he went a little deeper and it came up to his knees and it was a little deeper. He walked on out and it was up to his thighs. He walked on out and he said, it's a river that I've got to swim in. Friend, that's how much is here. And all you got to do is come and get in. All you've got to do is come and get into the river's flow and let Him wash over you. And rivers of living water will flow out of your belly. Amen. Tonight the supply is here. Tonight revival is available. Tonight your answer is here. If you'll come to the river of life and drink deeply of whatever you desire of God. Stand with me if you would tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would move in every heart, in every life. Lord, some here tonight, no doubt in my mind, have become dry and parched in their spirit. Lord, it's been a long time since they've had the river flow through them. It's been a long time since they've been lost in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I pray that tonight we could receive the river of living water. Oh, God, help us. Let us not go into a dry as dust formalism, but God, let us go into a river of life flowing through our souls. God, tonight I pray that you would fill every hungry soul, every hungry individual.